early Christians, we were referred to as those of the way. So when you hear that reference, the way, those of the way, it's a reference that goes back to the early the earliest of the Christians. And God says in the first reading that his ways are different from our ways, as far as the heavens are from the earth. So God's thoughts, God's ways are different from our ways. Now, what does that mean? Well, we've got to look at the context of that first reading. Who is God addressing? The scoundrels and the wicked. Okay? So these are individuals who have chosen a very poisonous way, a very dark way. And so, of course, God's ways are going to be completely opposite and contrary to the ways of the wicked and to scoundrels. St. Augustine calls these people, these kind of people who choose the way of the wicked and the way of scoundrels, he calls these sick Christians. Okay? So basically, they have so much love for the world and things of the flesh that they're not even attracted to what's good. So they don't even do what is good. All right, so that is not the Christian way, obviously, the way of the sick Christians. Well, let's move now into the gospel, and we hear about the landowner hiring out these hirelings at early in the morning, and then late in the evening. Some only worked for 1 hour. Well, those who were in the morning agreed with the landowner for a just wage, right? It was a just wage. So a just wage is to receive what you're due. So we're okay with that. That's the right amount. But it ends up, at the end of the day, when the landowner's paying out the wages, that the guys who came in with 1 hour left in the day got the same wage as those who worked the whole day in the heat. And so the ones who worked in the whole day in the heat, they got ripped off, right? That wasn't fair. Well, let's go back to God's ways again. Well, is strict justice God's way? Well, justice is God's way, certainly. We believe in a just God. We believe that justice is the foundation of a ordered society. You have to have, and our society is based upon that. Everybody has these equal rights, right? So that's what makes us thrive. But is that enough? Justice, to give each person their due. Is everything going to be okay then? Well, that doesn't appear to be the way God sees things. It seems like God takes it to another level yet. And so what St. Augustine does, he calls these Christians weak Christians. These Christians who are just, and so that means they go out and do the good, but they don't go any further. He says that they're not able to endure evil. In other words, they don't embrace the cross. In other words, they don't know how to extend mercy. They don't know how to go beyond justice. So he calls these weak Christians, because that's exactly what God, the way that God's way, that is exactly what he is applying here and what Jesus is saying here in this gospel, that God is generous, gracious, sacrificial. He goes beyond what is just. And so most of us, I would venture to say, find ourselves as not the sick Christians. Our way is probably not that of being malicious and evil, although, you know, we do fall into those things. Our way probably is the way of the weak Christian, that as long as it's just, I get my due and I give my due, you know, they get what they deserve, however that might be, then we're okay. But actually, enduring evil, embracing the cross, extending mercy to someone who doesn't deserve it or doesn't ask for it, and going beyond, probably very few of us embrace that as a way of life. We might do it once in a while, but think about the resentments, the little hurts that we hold on to, the grudges that come up each and every day, that we get frustrated and angry with people, we get ripped off, whether it's with a spouse, whether it's a family, whether it's workplace, whether it's politicians, and we carry those frustrations and angers and and hurts because we're living out of a way of pure justice. We're not going beyond to the way of mercy. And mercy's hard because it requires that we embrace the cross. Truly embrace the cross in our life. Think about that. We talk about Christianity and so it's so wonderful, but it's pretty hard because we have to go beyond justice. We have to model what we see on the cross, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son while we were still yet sinners. And we just heard that like 3 weeks ago. So that is the incredible call and challenge to us. It's a wonderful gift, mercy. It's a great thing to receive, but it's not such an easy thing to extend. And so that's a challenge for us. And can we do this on our own? Well, I think we have a hard time even extend to live a consistent, just life, give each person their due. We keep falling into, here and there, we're falling into the ways of the wicked and scoundrels, right? Because of our selfishness. So let alone, it's a big challenge for us to live a just life, to truly be just, and respect that order, but let alone to go beyond justice to a life of mercy, impossible. That's why we need the life of the sacraments. That's why we come to hear the word of God and be strengthened by it. That's why we receive the gift of mercy itself. That on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body that is for you." The greatest expression of mercy. This is my blood that's poured out for you. That's what we're receiving. We're receiving mercy itself. So then we can go and extend that same mercy to others. It's an incredible vocation. It's an incredible call. Let us not be sick Christians. Let us not even be weak Christians. Let us be true Christians.